We talk all about Holland on a monthly basis. What is happening in Holland over the next 30 days or so? Lots, according to my next guest, especially when it comes to the Holland Area Arts Council and its happenings. And there's an art prize connection. Good that you are here, Mary Sundstrom, on behalf of the council. Good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're all busy when it comes to educating the community on the art at your council?
That's right. We have a full roster of classes, and we just opened a wonderful couple of exhibits on Friday night. Still kind of recovering from that.
It takes all weekend to do that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does, and it was quite a blowout on Friday. So we had all kinds of photographers opening up Photog, our first juried regional show.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a full house. Not only that, we were opening Color Riot in the next gallery with Maggie Banstra.
Well, she's in the studio. Isn't that special?
Hi.
Good morning to you. Formerly Maggie Clifford Banstra. Again, several hats you're wearing for our conversation, Color Riot. And, well, let's start here, and then we'll put your art prize hat on, plus your LVAC hat. First of all, who's Maggie Banstra?
Hi. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me. I am an elementary art teacher in Hudsonville, and I also am an artist. And so opening the show on Friday at the Holland Area Arts Council was great, and a nice crowd, and yeah.
So tell me about Color Riot.
So my artwork is very bright, colorful, happy images of mostly florals, but also landscapes, and then a few abstract things. So lots of color in my work. And so that's the title, Color Riot.
And that is on how long at the council to see?
That runs through November 10th.
Nice. And before we dig more into Maggie's talents, back to the Photog, this juried photo exhibition.
Yeah, that was pretty neat because I took a risk this year, and instead of doing our all-media My Arts show, I decided to mix it up and do a juried show for photographers. So I didn't know if I was going to get them or not, but boy, did we get our photographers. And I'd also really like to shout out to Brenda Summers. She won first place, and we had a whole long list of awards and sponsorship by Holland Friends of Art. So kind of cool. Go see it.
Awesome. You're also taking applications for the Artist Holiday Market. I guess we have to start talking holidays.
We do. Yep. I'm keeping a list. And I have a wonderful market November 16th through the 18th. All artisans, I'd like to see your work first. I want to have really beautiful wares for sale and open. It's all free to come in and shop for the public during that time.
You, best way to get a hold of you is to email?
Oh, yeah, please. mary@hollandarts.org. Or you can call at the front desk, which is 616-396-3278.
And again, just a little more paperwork before we get to you again, Maggie. All new kids after school classes now.
Yeah, I've been really excited about our all new kids classes after school classes. Our new director, Renice Rivera, that's one of her passions. And I'm happy to say we have overflowing classes with wait lists. We've enrolled already for our first few weeks, but we are taking enrollments for the second semester, and we will keep going with this through the year.
Educating the little ones just like you do every day, Maggie. Lastly, when it comes to just the council, Art in Bloom, the Tulip Tip Time Poster Contest.
Yes, artists finish up. It's time for Art in Bloom. This is the Tulip Time Poster Contest. I've facilitated this contest for 8 years now, and we have made, I have to say, we have found some very beautiful Tulip Time posters that, of course, turn into the merchandise. So you have till October 4th to get that done, and the prospectus is on our website at hollandarts.org.
Lots of details. All right, Maggie Clifford, Banstra, again, let's talk about you and you are a Grand Haven artist, teacher. You also founded the Lakeshore Visual Arts Collective. Talk about this.
Well, a couple of years ago, we started doing these little pop-up shows. And actually, it's been about 4 years. And we decided to turn that into an artist group so people could start participating in these. These are pop-up shows that are located in different kinds of places, businesses, and around Grand Haven. So our next one's coming up at the Baker Lumberyard. It is called Art at the Yard, and there will be about 30 artists participating. And we also partner with other nonprofits in the area, and it's a fundraiser. So for the Grand Haven Area Schools Foundation is who we partner with for this one. So percentage of the art sales and door donations. There's music, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's described as a one-night affair with sales of art, obviously. In 2 years, you've grown to over, what, 80 artist members and counting?
Yes, we have members. Anybody can join the Lakeshore Visual Arts Collective. And then we select artists from the membership to become part of the shows. So we do 4 or 5 shows a year. And, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Good. And the next one, is it October 20th?
It is.
Yeah, that's the date. And that, as you mentioned, supports Grand Haven Public Schools. Keep the school hat on. You're an art teacher for Hudsonville School. What are you teaching the little guys and gals now?
Oh, I teach elementary art. So we teach all the elements and principles of design to those kiddos. We do all kinds of fun projects and get them involved. Last year, we were part of Art Prize. The Youth Collaborative Award was fun.
Cool. So you're born or do you learn to be an artist? I remember having a couple of little classmates that I could not believe he drew like he did. I mean, how much is genetics when it comes to your art talent?
I believe that everybody can draw and everyone can learn to draw. And the more we practice it, the better we get. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even back to the cave days, people were making marks and communicating through visually. It was the language that we used. So human beings have the capacity to learn to do it. And the little ones, just super easy to get them to make marks and communicate through visual language. So I think we all have the capacity. It's, you know, we get away from it sometimes and then we think we can't do it anymore. But it's just like playing a guitar. If you kept playing it, you could get better at it, right?
Yeah. Or be on the radio.
Gotta
make enough mistakes to never make that mistake again. Let's put on your Art Prize hat. What will you be sharing at DeVos Center?
So my idea for Art Prize this year is a time-based piece where I'll be a performance artist being an artist at Art Prize. So I'll put on a beret and I'll dress up like an artist and I'll be painting the whole time. So what's up at DeVos right now will completely be different by the end of Art Prize. So I'll paint a painting, put one up, take one down. Paint a painting, put one up, take one down.
Now, I'm doing the math. Art Prize is, I think, literally open at 11 a.m. and probably closes 8, 9-ish. Are you going to be there every day?
I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm hoping to be there every day, and it's going to take a lot of stamina, but I'm excited.
You have that. Now, you're also what happens with the day job?
Hudsonville Public Schools has been super supportive and allowed me to take this little leave of absence to kind of fulfill this, and I'll be back to work on the
October
Monday after
8th.
Our price,
yes.
On October 8th, yep.
Tell me, this is part of a project, Converging Realities, right?
Yes, yeah.
What will you be painting?
So I will be painting, actually, images that I found on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I contact the person and ask them if it's okay if I use their image. And all that dialogue is also part of the entry. So their permission is being granted. So it's bringing out what's on a virtual plane. We look at our phones every day. We get so much visual information there. I thought it would be fun to pull that off my phone and make it into big paintings.
And you get 19 of them for the 19 days of Art Prize, right?
I will be making 48 the end of the thing. So I have a number of them done already. And I set a goal for myself. It was kind of silly to paint a painting for every year that I've been on the planet. So
did you sneak into Mary Sundstrom's Instagram and see what she posts?
Mary posts beautiful paintings and great travel pictures too from her up north adventures.
I can't wait to see your Art Prize piece.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice. Thanks. Hey, maybe you know, now you got a connection with the Holland Area Arts Council. It could be your last piece. Who knows where that goes?
Yeah. Mary's been such a supportive and the Arts Council, too. It's just been great.
And again, looks like one of your themes, can social media add more beauty to the world? You think yes, you make it happen one beautiful painting at a time. Pretty cool. Where exactly do we see you at DeVos?
I will be up on the balconies in the gallery area. Yeah, right next to Paul Collins. So,
oh, I'm making a note on that. Paul's a mover and shaker.
Yes,
congratulations.
Yes. I'm honored to be in that spot.
All right, we'll come find you. How do we find out more information on your work, Maggie?
I have a website, maggiebanstra.com, and then the lakeshorevisualartscollective.com is also, if people are interested in joining and becoming part of our group and making things happen for the artists in the world.
All right, very cool. Seeing you at Art Prize and beyond. All right, Mary, we have some activities in which to participate in your Holland.
Yep, we have a bunch of things happening this week and into early October. Specifically, Tulipanes opens up this Thursday, and they're having their gala at our place.
That's a Latino film festival, isn't it?
It is, yep. It's a popular program that's put on by LAUP, which is the Latin Americans for United for Progress. And it's an art film situation. And on 5:30 on this Thursday, we have a fancy screen in our building that comes down from the ceiling and everything. And there's going to be a screening of What Happens to a Dream Deferred. With the director's actually going to be there, Scott Bam, and the cast, food by Margarita's Restaurant. So we welcome people to come to that, and you can find tickets at www.laup.org.
Great. There's also that great grand reopening of the Holland Civic Center. Give me details on this.
Yeah, it's not art related exactly, but I had to say something.
Yeah.
And it will be there'll be art in there too. But yes, it's finally open. The big mess on the west side of town is going to get all cleaned up September 29th. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. The new Civic Center, and you can still buy a brick to support the project with your name on it. By going to their website at civiccenterplace.com.
Great. Give me a couple of activities. Actually, on the 12th of October, we're ready for the Fall Fest.
Yes, we will have our art carts down there at the Fall Fest, along with some real artists, gourd artists. Professional pumpkin carvers will be coming in. And they tell me the best time to go see that is after dark when they light all those pumpkins. And you can walk down A Street or even take a hayride. And it sounds really fun to me. And I haven't been there before.
Well, it's about time. Mary Sundstrom goes. One activity to check out at the museum?
Yeah, this looks really good to me. Mars Astronomy and Culture down at the Holland Museum. It's now open. It explores the science, history, and art of the red planet. So I'm just thinking about all those 1950s trips to Mars art pieces that I'd like to go see down there.
Great. And one more list to review. Hope College. We've so strong in our backyard education.
Yeah, this is a really special thing that Hope College has acquired 67 pieces from contemporary Christian Ethiopian art, the Sobina collection, a very, very special lifelong collection of Neil Sobania, and it's really something to see, and everyone should go down to the little, we call it the Little Bean, and see this beautiful exhibit.
And the Jack Miller Auditorium?
Yep. Sometimes I forget to mention what's going on, and literally in the Arts Council's backyard, that Jack Miller Auditorium is this big, beautiful auditorium that was finished last year. Very gorgeous. But they are Holland Symphony Orchestra is hosting My Fatherland, a performance of My Fatherland, a Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor by Professor Young Win Cho, from Michigan State.
Great. And we've got Knickerbocker Theater, Holland Civic Theater, the Park Theater, all well into show season. Choose one of your conversations here.
Well, I was previewing at the Nick at Knickerbocker. It looks like Love Gilda is playing, and this looks so good. It's the Gilda Radner story. And they have cameos of her speaking, and it's sort of a documentary. Plus, my dog's name is Gilda, so...
Oh. That is a reason. It's, we'll call it one of your favorites. Well, again, check out their websites, Knickerbocker, Holland Civic, and the Park Theater. Full circle, how do we find out more about the Holland Area Arts Council, Mary?
Please peruse our website at www.hollandarts.org or give a call at 616-396-3278 to find out what's going on. Anyone can email me at mary@hollandarts.org.
Great. And Maggie Banstra, again, congratulations on all you do, finding the Lakeshore Visual Arts Collective and serving again as Art Prize artist here in downtown Grand Rapids, as well as displaying at the council. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.